This programming is sponsored by the Dan L. Duncan Comprehensive Cancer Care Center at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Center, offering comprehensive cancer care that is compassionate, personalized, and driven by clinical research. More at stlukeshealth.org/cancer.
China has announced sanctions on several American defense companies over arms sales to Taiwan. Ashish Valentine reports any assets these companies have in China will be frozen, and Chinese companies are forbidden from doing business with them. The sanctions hit Northrop Grumman, Boeing's branch in St. Louis, and several other companies.
The sanctions hit Northrop Grumman, Boeing's branch in St. Louis, and several other companies. China's foreign ministry said they were retaliation for an $11 billion arms sale the U.S. recently signed with Taipei. It urged the U.S. to stop dangerous arms sales to Taiwan, which Beijing claims is its own territory. The package, which needs to be cleared by Congress, includes long-range weapon systems like the HIMARS and ATACMS that the U.S. has been sending to Ukraine, and $1 billion worth of drones. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense praised the U.S. for helping it build strong deterrent power. For NPR News, I'm Ashish Valentine.
North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un announced an increase in its production of missiles and artillery shells while visiting factories in his country's South Hamgyong province. This is according to the state-run Korean Central News Agency, or KCNA, and is not independently verified. Images released this week by KCNA also showed pictures of what its state media described as a 8,700-ton nuclear-powered strategic guided missile submarine. This is reportedly the first reveal of what appears to be a completed hull of a nuclear submarine. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits, at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. This is NPR.
And now the best of Hello Houston on News 88.7 with Ernie Manous, Celestia Schur.